Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you are, we're down here on the beach, and you will definitely hear the waves in the background. I hope that's a soothing sound for you, along with the magnificent, delicious tones of my morning voice. Yeah, the sun is up. The day has begun. It's a beautiful day. So I've been working really diligently for the last period to try to compact the whole of the last 6 months of online teaching on Spotify into something that gives you a structure. I love structure, and I think it's very important to have structure. What I've been talking about in the last couple of Spotify podcasts has been you as a competitive advantage. I think coming down the road and having been through nearly 50 years now of human development, maybe more actually, 53 years of human development process, and read books and studied and gone to ashrams and been to the Himalayas a lot and done all the things I've done, I guess I can honestly say it comes down to you as a competitive advantage. Now, I know that doesn't sound very romantic, not very enchanting, not very inner wealthy, but what you're looking for is why are you you, and how does being you make you special, both in your own eyes and in the eyes of those that you are contributing to. That speciality can become confusing because we can get aggressive and say my specialization is how powerful I am or how aggressive or assertive I am, but there are so many better words for that. And so we could say there are gross levels of differentiation, which is the got-tos and the shoulds, where we think we're more pious or more religious or more special or more chosen by a god than somebody else. And there are the more subtle ways, which is our actions in reality. So I think, you know, you never get more than you feel worthy of. You never get to hold on to more than you feel worthy of. And sometimes something happens in our life that makes us not feel worthy of having those special things that we want. And so we start chasing something, but deep down we don't feel, funny enough, don't feel worthy of having what we're chasing. So this ebbs and flows throughout your life. I think it's really important, therefore, to practice this idea of continually modifying or growing or evolving, as I call it, your sense of worthiness. That sense of worthiness is not mutually exclusive to the world around you. If you're a professor of psychiatry and you're in a group of people surviving in the jungle, your worthiness as a psychiatrist might not chop the wood or bring home the bacon. And so worthiness is has many dimensions, and those dimensions are relative to the environment you're in. So the four elements of competitive advantage you are self and the ability to manage yourself. Now, that's one. Two, is communication. Because no matter what you think, if you have no ability to engage people in what you think, then you're going to be thinking inside a bubble, and it always requires other people to participate. And either you have to seduce them by paying them, which is a form of communication, of course, or seduce them by inspiring them, but one way or another, communication is the ultimate expression of what's going on inside, which is the first step, the second step. The third step is in the competitive advantage you, is called family. Now, straight away, because the word has already been owned, we think, when we say family, we think of those people we are with. But if you think about this carefully, if you lose your health, you're not with anybody. So, in a sense, the seven areas of life are your family. Now, one of those seven are people whose blood you share or whose love you share, but that can't be the compartment in which you define family. I've written a lot of work on this, especially in Sacred Love or Breaking Up Without Heartbreak or The Secrets to Great Relationships. I've written a lot of work on this topic to say you can't give what you haven't got, and that ultimately love is a lifestyle. One of the things in the 30-day challenge we advocate and we practice is falling in love 1,000 times a day. Now, we can't go having sex with 1,000 people a day, so obviously, or bring that home. So obviously it means, it's a definition of love that means love without attachment. It means being able to feel love for, as I'm walking down the beach now, love for the beach, love for the ocean, and love it as much as you love life itself. So this falling in love thing, when we depend on it being a human or a person we possess or own or live with or are committed to, becomes really shallow. Becomes really, really, really shallow. And then it becomes quite frightening, because if that person, that thing that we're attached to goes away, we're gone. So defining family as a person or a thing or a group might not be the wisest thing you'll ever do in your life. It might be far wiser to say the seven areas of my life, my family includes my money, and that's going to come and go. So it also includes my career, that's going to come and go. It includes friends, it's going to come and go. Love is a lifestyle, a flower, it's going to come and go. Nothing's permanent. Even your spouse, your kids, your parents, their parents, nothing's permanent. So it's really, really, it's not cowardly, it's really, really powerful when it's competitive advantage to know yourself holistically, to love yourself and love life holistically. If you say money's not important as people, that's a real values judgment, and an understandable one, because sometimes that's our value core, but it doesn't mean values is not equally important. It means for you, maybe, people are more important than money, but that's not generic, that's you. But it doesn't mean money's not important. They're all important. It's just you value people more than money. that doesn't leave you free to devalue money, to say money is not important. And that's your family. And I think getting this concept of self, a holistic concept of self, and a holistic concept of your loves, and a holistic concept of entitlement to love those things, and allowing yourself to say, I love money. I love money as I love people. And I love people as I love money, as I love nature. And I love nature as I love people, as I love social, the social balance in the universe, in the planet. Now, some people might call that spirituality. I don't. I call it family. The last one, which I've been working really, really a lot of hours on over the last 48 hours, is manifestation. I did a rock and roll PDF deck, and I'm just finishing doing a really peaceful one on how to manifest. The process of manifestation is taking every human sensory capacity that you've been blessed with and loving all those sensory capacities. You have the capacity to think for yourself, so what are you going to think about? You have the capacity to visualize. Close your eyes and see a movie. You have the capacity to write. Even if you can't have no hands, you can write. You can talk right. You can talk to type. And as I say to people over and over, nothing beats it. Nothing beats writing stuff down. It's a tactile, beautiful tactile experience. And typing also now has become quite tactile for us, because we're now adept at looking at a key, looking at a screen, and not looking at our hands as we type with one finger. So typing has become the new writing, but writing still holds that beautiful sense of paper and pen and communication and storing those papers. And so writing our love list down, so visualizing, thinking, control, smelling, get a sense of, which I call feeling. When you start to feel what you're saying, you smell it. So if you're talking about, let's say you're talking about going to the Himalayas, and it's a love on your love list, and you say, I would love to be in the Himalayas, that's one of my love lists, and you visualize it every day. If you can't smell it, you're not feeling it. If you say, I want to go to New York and sing in a concert, what's the concert hall smell like? If you can't smell it, you're not feeling it. And thoughts without feelings are dead. Thoughts with feelings go through walls. And that's what manifestation requires. Then there's a whole series of sequences which you can look at on the Spotify podcast, or you can look at on my blog. On the blog, I will be putting up the PDF deck sometime today. And I'm looking forward to getting your feedback on it. Have a great day. Bye.